counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20, and we're starting it all over again because it's a new year, and this will be our very first countdown of 2014. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and as we do every week, we're going to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and Brian will let you know what you find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. This week, 34 stations reporting, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. And go check that out. There's some lots of brand new stuff on there.
You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to give you a feature on this show, and it's great for any bands that are going to be putting out some new work in 2014. And we'll be doing that today. Throughout the program, you're going to hear from Stephen Karlick, who is going to give us our Entertainment 411. You'll also hear from Caitlin of Free Love Fenner. She's going to be joining us on the program, and we're going to be featuring a St. John, New Brunswick artist, Drew Sweet. He's part of a band in St. John called Hand Drawn. We'll be talking to him a little later on in the program as well. And Brian, a couple of new entrants on the charts, but most of these artists, everyone will be familiar with where we capped off in the end of 2013.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a mix of both. Lots of new stuff floating around in there. We're going to even start off with a debut this week. So a couple of debuts in the top 20, but our top two stay the same this week as towards the end of the year. And yeah, there's a little bit of new flavor getting mixed in there. And I'm sure over the next week or two, as some pretty big releases come out, that it'll see it all shooken up quite a bit.
Well, let's kick it off. What's coming in at number 20 this week?
At number 20 is the debut for Toronto-born LA-based electronic musician Michael Meloche, who releases his fourth studio album as Meloche. And you're going to hear a track called Do You Want What I Need? At number 19, up from 34, is Arctic Monkeys from AM, a track called One for the Road. And you're going to hear the title track from Haim at number 18, down to number 9, which is Days Are Gone.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Oh,
19.
One side, when all my hopes ran dry, those dreams.
grown. Gone all alone. All the time the city, all the time the city before I'm moving on. Cause you can have my past, I never get that.
Shot 20.
That was Days Are Gone by Haim. They're at number 18 this week, down from 9. At number 19, up from 34, was the Arctic Monkeys, a track called One for the Road from the album AM. And debuting at number 20 this week was the album Jetlag by Milosh. And that was a track called Do You Want What I Need, starting off the program.
If you're just tuning in, you're catching the first countdown of 2014 from the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio. We're taking these charts from earshot-online.com. You have a chance, head on over there and check it out. We're going to continue the countdown, and as promised, coming up in just a little bit, we'll be talking with Stephen Karlick and find out what's going on in news for music. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 17, up two spots, is Solids from their album Blame Confusion. Here's a track called Laissez-Faire. Followed by that, you're going to hear from Sebastian Granger. At number 16, also up two spots, his album Yours to Discover and a track called I'm Looking for a Hand.
Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 17. We'll be right back. Earshot 20, number 16.
Have I gone missing? Looking for a girl in a world of women. I tell it to your man, I'm looking for a hand. I've been a boy for too long, baby. Hair is getting gray and it's thinning. Maybe I'll tell it to your man, I'm looking for a hand.
It's Earshot 20.
That was I'm Looking for a Hand by Sebastian Granger. His latest is called Yours to Discover. That sits at number 16 up from 18. And at number 17 up from 19 is Solids from the album Blame Confusion, a track called Laissez-Faire.
It's time for the Entertainment 411. And joining us on the line is Stephen Karlick. We're talking news right now and big news coming out in the world of music, including something that Stephen and I had an opportunity to talk about last week when we did the top 20 of 2013. And that was Godspeed You Black Emperor, but it looks like there's a little bit more to this story, eh, Stephen?
Yeah, just sort of a weird coincidence, but our reporter Vish Khanna was talking to Ephraim Manuk, who is in both Godspeed You Black Emperor and A Silver Mount Zion, who have an album coming out this month, and he was asking them about them speaking out on the Polaris Music Prize victory, and he sort of elaborated on what he said, talking about how they sort of knew, or they got a sense before they won the award, that they were going to win the award and that they knew what they would do with the 30,000, but they knew that they were going to write the open letter.
Very interesting indeed. What else do we have for news this week?
Electronic music veterans Kraftwerk, a favorite of mine, are finally coming to Canada. Last year they played in both Berlin and New York. They played full 8-night stands where they played each of their albums in full. They won't quite be doing that in Canada, but in both Toronto and Montreal, they'll be bringing their 3D concert experience which is sort of all their greatest hits, and it's really an incredible spectacle. You can look it up on YouTube if you need to. But to anyone who appreciates electronic music, and especially Kraftwerk, this is a must-see. So I would suggest, if you don't live in either Toronto or Montreal, to find a way to get there if you can. They're just going to be incredible.
Sounds like it'll be a pretty interesting show. And as we were talking about before we came on the air, you were saying that anybody who enjoys electronic music, these guys are it. These are the ones to go see.
They began it all. Tickets went on sale today at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So depending on when people hear the show, they should definitely go check it out and get tickets as soon as they can.
Very cool. I also see The Knife's going to be going on tour.
They are. And that's another one, not quite on the level of Kraftwerk, but certainly in terms of modern music, they're one of the big ones, and they do rarely play. Apparently, they've got a very high-concept stage show that they're going to be bringing on the road. They'll be playing. They announced that they're playing Coachella this year, but it's really exciting that they'll be stopping by. Again, fortunately, just Toronto and Montreal, but if any Canadians are in Chicago, New York, Boston, they'll be playing a lot on the Eastern Seaboard, and that's definitely one to see, especially they released Shaking the Habitual last year, which was just a crazy good album. Incredibly interesting. They never disappoint.
And you got another band to tell us about who's got a tour schedule that they're expanding to include some Canadian dates?
Yes. Neutral Milk Hotel, who famously released their classic In the Aeroplane Over the Sea in 1998, are finally reuniting for a tour. They were doing a couple dates last year, but they never got to Canada. They did plan dates in Toronto and Montreal, which are happening this weekend, and they've now added a Vancouver stop with an expansion of North American dates. I can say from firsthand experience, having seen just Jeff Mangum play solo in Los Angeles last year, one of the best shows I've ever been to. Just incredible. People singing along, people tearing up. It's something for the music lovers to really sort of make memories with.
Very cool. Stephen, we're going to get you to hang on the line. We'll come back to you a little later on in the program and talk about some new releases. But first, we're going to get back to the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
Australian electronic band Cut Copy's fourth studio album, Free Your Mind, received a late 2013 release, and it debuts at number 15. You're going to hear a track called Walking in the Sky.
Number 15.
Live your life today. Tomorrow is a world away.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Neil Young with a track called Don't Let It Bring You Down. Live at the Cellar Door is at number 14 this week, up from 38 for the first time on our program. And debuting at number 15 was the latest album from Cut Copy called Free Your Mind. That, starting off our set, was a track called Walking in the Sky.
Putting the spotlight on a New Brunswick artist now who is part of the band Hand Drawn. From right here in St. John, where this show is produced, Drew Sweet joins us to chat about the band. Drew, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell us a bit about this band and your music.
So Hand Drawn started in 2013. My friend Jeff Smith and I, we were playing in Fredericton. He was playing with Little You, Little Me, and I was playing for DFO. And we talked about maybe jamming some acoustic stuff, and he mentioned that he had his own rehearsal space, and it was a church somewhere uptown. And so I was okay, a little hesitant. I said, okay, let's try it. And it actually turned out to be pretty fun, and we said, well, why don't we have a few more dynamics and make it a full band?
And you mentioned that you used to play with December Fallout, which is also a local group to St. John, and this sound that you have now is very different compared to the indie pop produced sound of DFO. What made you decide to take this direction?
Well, I guess what made me decide to take a different direction was, I don't know, music is always expanding. It's always changing. And so I felt that I should do the same. I should try something different and challenge myself. And that's something that I always wanted to do. I wanted to challenge myself and see if I can write a slower song.
And you've released a two-track EP, if I can call it that, via Bandcamp that people can check out at hand-drawn.bandcamp.com. So what is next for you now that you've released these two tracks? They're out there for people to listen to. Are there any plans for a full-length release, perhaps?
Yeah, actually, the next couple months, we're going to be writing a full-length record. We're going to try and write as many as 15 songs, and then from there, just cut it down and make a full-length record. No plans as to recording. The only thing that we know is that we're going to be recording with Corey Bonnevie. We've actually grown a pretty good relationship. He's recorded everything we've done, and it just he just gets us, you know? And I know for myself personally, I'm playing a solo acoustic show up in Fredericton with David Haas and Northcote I just found that out today. Pretty cool. So yeah, other than that, we're just going to be recording a full-length record sometime in the next couple months. We just really want to bang out as many tracks as we can, so we've already started writing, and I'm really excited. It's sounding really, really great.
Lots on the go for you. Sounds great. And, of course, if you're listening in Fredericton, we are carried on their station as well, so make sure you get out to that show. And if you're listening anywhere else, you can find them online. It is hand-drawn.bandcamp.com. Drew, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Anthony.
And here's a track from the two-song album that you can find on that Bandcamp page. It's No Windows. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Hand-drawn, No Windows, and a big thanks to Drew Sweet for joining us on the program. And it's that easy. If you want to get in touch with us and have a feature on this show, you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, all you got to do is reach out to us, send us a couple of your tracks, and we'll set up an interview. Earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and our handle on Twitter @earshot20. All great ways to reach out. Thanks to Drew again. Now, we're going to continue the countdown and a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we've completed the first 10. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear a track called Against a Wall by Ryan Hemsworth. His latest Guilt Trips is at number 13, falling from number 7.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 13. Number 12. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Noche pasada soñé que Murcia iba a desaparecer. La noche pasada soñé que Murcia iba a desaparecer. La noche pasada soñé, Granada ya no existía, ni el rastro de Almería. La noche pasada soñé, no sé para qué, no sé para qué me desperté. Tu voz me sacaba del carro. Decía que fuera, tu voz me sacaba del cadre y otra vez Alicante. Y hicieras hubiera delante, ¿cómo sería mi espada? Más va bien que yo aquí no hay, más va bien que yo aquí. Que yo aquí no hay, no. Mi espada era tizona y mi caballo Babieca. Mi espada era tizona, tú eras Doña Jimena. Crucé un desierto de pena que parecía Arizona. Era una tierra de infieles, de muchos gitanos y payos. Era una tierra de infieles, la que vi a lomos de mi caballo. Era una tira de pieles para hacer de mi capa un sayo.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bobby Sabbath, Destroyer, from his latest EP, Five Spanish Songs, at number 11, up from 17. At number 12, up from 14, is Tim Hecker and a track called Virginal 2 from his latest record, Virgins. And from his record, Guilt Trips, that was Ryan Hemsworth starting off that set with a track called Against a Wall at number 13, down from 7.
That concludes the first 10 of the countdown here on the Earshot 20. And if you're just tuning in, a little bit about the program. The Earshot 20 is a show produced and recorded live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. We are on air every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. And we'll give a shout out to some of them right now.
Yeah, we're on nearly 20 stations at this point, thanks to some of the new partners that have joined in 2014. You might be listening to us on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope in Toronto at Ryerson, East Coast Kitchen Party.net, Radio Laurier, Small Town Radio, CFWN in Ontario's West Northumberland County, Axe Radio, and Peach City Radio.
And thank you all very much for carrying this program. You could also be listening to the program a couple other ways. Radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, where you can download the program. If you want to go back and listen to a song that you really enjoyed, any part of the program, you can do that. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. When we come back, you'll have the top 10, a little bit more with Stephen Karlick, and as promised, Caitlin from Free Love Fenner will join us on the program as well. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.